KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. Alaska State Troopers say a 45-year-old Norvik man is in custody after pointing a semi-automatic rifle at a village public safety officer. Arthur Ballard is charged with assault and is in custody in Kotzebue. Troopers say the VPSO was responding to a report of a disturbance at a Norvik home late Tuesday. Troopers say as the VPSO neared the home, Ballant aimed a scoped AR-15 at him and threatened to shoot him. Troopers say another man, Oscar Mullock, grabbed the rifle, struggling with Ballant. Troopers say Mullock took the weapon inside and Ballant was arrested. The city of Yamanik is still working on the water sewer vacuum system after a problem was discovered 2 weeks ago. City Manager Martin Moore Sr. says that the most immediate issues have been resolved. He says the vacuum screens were completely plugged and there was a problem with the flow switch, which is still being fixed. Additionally, Moore says the Lower Yukon School District and the Head Start buildings had leaks in their vacuum systems, but are working well now. Moore says an electrician from Palmer will be arriving next week to inspect the water plant. He says the system is well over 30 years old, and the city is planning a renovation of the majority of the water sewer system at the beginning of the summer. Senator Lisa Murkowski hosted a Senate hearing on subsistence in Bethel Tuesday afternoon. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports over 25 people spoke, and many more turned in written testimony when the time was up. Sarah Jasper of Bethel recounted the subsistence fishing closures last summer on the Kuskokwim River when her son's salmon net was seized by law enforcement. He was fishing during an unprecedented 12-day subsistence closure for kings.
When we fish and put away for winter, we only take what we need. Please have a heart and let us eat of the land what we were raised with.
A handful of people spoke in Yupik, but many bilingual speakers used English to get their points across. And many spoke about their trepidation going into fishing this season after last year's disaster. Jackson Williams from Akiak told Murkowski that his tribe abided by the state's 7-day closure, but when they extended it 5 more days, his elders told the village to go fish.
They were craving to eat that food. All of us, I think, that were born in the Kuskokwim River, when they first come up, we pray for them to eat, because, you know, that's our number one food.
People said they didn't want to take the blame for the decline in the king salmon runs on the Kuskokwim and Yukon rivers and shouldn't be the ones carrying the burden of conservation. Several voiced their concern with king salmon bycatch, including Martin Nikolai of Queethluck and Angie Whitman, who got emotional when she spoke about it. People also testified about their frustration with state management. Again, Jackson Williams of Akiak.
We've been trying to get help from wherever, Department of Fish and Game, fish commissioners on the state side, you know, but nobody is listening to us. Nobody.
Several people spoke about the need for tribal co-management and greater tribal involvement. Murkowski made no promises and reiterated the reason for the hearing was to form record for the Senate. She said she clearly got the picture that everyone there was dissatisfied with the way things are. She said the hearing will help her explain what's going on to her colleagues in D.C.
It's difficult for me to convey so many of your thoughts. So the fact that you have shared them on the record here today is extraordinarily important.
Another similar hearing is tentatively scheduled for May in the Otna region. A Bethel senator says Alaskans deserve better than a proposal to eliminate the ability of individuals or groups to apply for water reservations. Senator Lyman Hoffman says that flies in the face of the Constitution. His comments came during a Senate hearing yesterday on HB 77. Governor Sean Parnell's bill is aimed at improving Alaska's permitting process. Critics say it could hurt public participation in permitting decisions. One of the more controversial provisions would no longer allow individuals or groups to apply for water reservations to maintain or protect water levels for things like fish habitat protection. Nome District Attorney John Earthman has responded to a recent request to press charges against owners of the Iditarod sled dog that died during this year's race. The dog Dorado suffocated after curling up in drifted snow at the Unalakleet checkpoint on the Iditarod Trail. Dorado belonged to rookie musher Paige Drobny. An animal rights advocacy group had written to Earthman's office requesting animal cruelty charges be pressed against those responsible. In his response, Earthman states that animal cruelty does not apply to generally accepted dog mushing practices, and the law does not criminalize accidental death. After review, Nome's DA office has announced the discussion is closed. The Alaska House has unanimously passed a bill that would require cleanup of abandoned oil well sites in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. HJR 6 calls for the Federal Bureau of Land Management to clean up and plug legacy wells that were drilled between 1944 and 1981 by the federal government. Since drilling stopped, only 17 of 137 wells have been correctly plugged. The oil areas have been called travesty wells, referencing negligence and the environmental damage that has been caused. Representative Millett of Anchorage says this would be front-page news if the state or a private company had handled the wells in this way. He says the federal government needs to use the money gained from NPRA lease sales to clean up. HJR 6 had also passed the Senate unanimously and now heads to Governor Parnell for final approval. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is up $20 to $1,574.60. Silver is up 38 cents an ounce to $27.38. Zinc is at 84 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived at 8:59 and is expected to depart at 9:42. It is unofficially 19 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 9.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.